That was a good noise. Hi. This is Ava Maiella and
Lux Trevelyan.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Astrology with Ava. And we're actually doing that today. This is the first time we're doing it. Lux was very helpful. I was very busy today. And so Lux did the majority of the playlist. But basically what we're doing is we're doing all Aries artists, which is exciting. Yeah. All right. So we're just going to get started. Honestly, apologies if this doesn't work. It almost always doesn't work for the first song.
Yay.
Okay. But let's hope it works. This is About You by the 1975. Ooh.
Try to record how we
Okay, testing.
Do I get to speak? I do. It okay. looks like on the audio. The
They're
audio
saying, settings. We don't know if you could hear Lux, so do you want to introduce yourself?
So I've been silenced, but I am Lux Trevelyan.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
It's really unsafe space in the studio today.
I'm really good at tech, actually.
Yeah, Ava, actually, you might not know this about them, but they took AP Computer Science Principles.
Yeah, don't forget the principles part. It's important.
I will not. It's very important. Mm-hmm. And they've carried that knowledge with them and continue to lord it over the rest of us.
No, for sure.
As an IT expert. So, yes. Yeah.
Call Tufts Technology Services.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that was about you by the 1975, apparently. Do you know which member of the 1975 is an Aries?
Maddie Healy is an Aries and also George.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's so exciting. So,
if I remember correctly.
Honestly, that makes so much sense. There's so drama. Okay. Anyways, next up, I feel like after the next song, I'll actually do like what being an Aries is. I was just chatting. But this next one is going to be Sunrise by Norah Jones, which is like such a different vibe than like what I would think Aries would produce. But hopefully.
Yeah, there were a lot of chill Aries things that came out. It was interesting.
Interesting. Okay.
It's just music. That's what gives them the Aries.
True. All right, well, enjoy.
Sunrise.
Looks like morning in your. Hello. So, we're having technical you're not on. I silenced you. We're having technical difficulties. Hold, please. What are you pointing to?
The phone flasher.
The phone. So true. Whoever's calling, thank you so much for calling. I will figure out how to answer it and get back to you. We're going to play the song now.
Sunrise, sunrise, looks like morning in your
eyes. This is Keith Lockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM. Thank you.
All right. Sorry about those technical difficulties.
We apologize.
Yeah. Spotify was open in the web browser, and I was like, oh, what if I close this?
I love that they're getting a play-by-play. They're getting to hear.
Well, yeah, of course.
Also, I apologize in advance. This chair is about to squeak. It'll be terrible.
No. Oh, that's horrible.
Okay. I know. I felt that also, but I had to warn the people.
Okay, so... Yeah, my radio show is really casual.
It's really casual.
Yeah. Okay. So what is it to be an Aries? If you're an Aries, you're born between March 21st and April 19th. And like bold, ambitious.
Yes.
Dives headfirst into even the most challenging situations. The body part that's associated with Aries is the head.
Honestly, that tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that feels right.
Yeah, like a passionate, motivated, confident leader. So, love it.
We have an Aries friend. Shout out Angela.
Oh my God, yes. Shout out Angela.
Angela's the best.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Aries' opposite sign is Libra. That makes sense.
What?
That's very cool.
That's like a little surprising to me.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I usually think of them as working well in concert together.
They do. Well, yeah, I guess. Weird. Okay, well, anyways,
yay.
That was Sunrise by Norah Jones, and then something random, and then Sunrise by Norah Jones again.
Yay, we love that.
Yeah, AP Computer Science Principles.
We just like to keep you guys on your toes. Really.
Yes, yes. Also, sorry for whoever tried to call. I was just trying to figure out the music, so I missed your call, but feel free to try again. we'll chat.
We're ready now.
Yeah. All right, but this next song is Be Sweet by Japanese Rec. Breakfast, and Lux really likes this song. Do you have anything to say?
I say listen. Very
Lux is like, stop talking.
Stop. I say go. Ready, set, go. Enjoy.
Feel the night passing by like a mistake. Wave.
All right, so that was Be Sweet by Japanese Breakfast, and we actually got a caller who asked for the next song, so we're going to play it. I normally don't do requests, but this person is very nice. So it's going to be El Paso by Marty Robbins.
Yay.
Have you ever heard the song?
I have not.
I also have not, so this is new for all of us.
We're going to experience it together.
Very exciting. Hope you guys enjoy.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden, I was in love but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden, down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat, the handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run, up on its back and away I did ride. Just as fast as I could from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso my life would be worthless, everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden, my love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me, tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso, I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward, down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys, off to my left right a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me, I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle, I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina good.
Very nice.
All right. First requested thing for this show.
Yeah. Still trying to figure out if you can hear Lux.
I think you can. I think you can, because it's going up. Yeah. Not as much, but maybe that's just because I'm farther from the mic.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's fine.
Interesting. Okay, well.
Silence Man 2022.
That was El Paso by Marty Robbins, and now we're back to our Aries moment.
We are.
And this next song is Baby Can I Hold You by Tracy Chapman, and Lux has a fun fact for everyone.
Fun fact that I will say every single time I play Tracy Chapman is that Tracy Chapman is a Tufts alum, and we have so much Tufts pride and just like no complaints about the institution generally.
I love it here.
Probably Tracy Chapman would agree.
yes.
So that was all sarcasm. I don't know if you guys caught that.
No.
But good to clarify on air.
all right.
Enjoy the song. Tracy Chapman is incredible. And yes, it's an honor to have anything in common with her. So
love it.
Music.
Yep. Love it.
Yay. Get excited.
So Lux has a public service announcement for you.
Oh my god. Yay, yes I do.
And he knew about it.
And I knew about it. Oh, this is great. Okay. Emergency preparedness PSA. Unexpected situations. Imagine being in an unexpected situation like right now. okay. Emergency preparedness PSA. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, wire disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared by having a couple gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. Yes. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This is a public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
You just saved so many lives.
So many. Are you ready? The like, water gallons that are about to be purchased from Hodge.
Yes.
Can you even imagine just the flock of people listening to this, running to be emergency prepared now?
Yeah. I'm very excited about it.
I'm excited for everyone.
I actually just lugged a whole thing of water.
Did you?
Yeah, like a whole case. So
you're so brave.
I'm feeling ahead of it.
You're really
brave
for that. If only
okay.
Sorry.
Rude. It was like one of the big things with all the little water bottles. It was very heavy.
Okay.
I'm actually being attacked. Anyways, so next up.
Not a safe space.
Yeah, we have Think By. Okay.
I wasn't looking. By Aretha Franklin. Think
yes.
By Aretha Franklin.
Yes, perfect. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Hope you guys enjoy it. Bye.
Enjoy, team.
Love it.
Hello.
Hello. So that was Think by Aretha Franklin. And next up, don't laugh at me.
I'm not.
Next up, it looks like the automatic music's on. We're going to stop it. Is going to be Don't Take the Money by Bleachers, because Jack Antonoff is an Aries.
I love the transitions from song to song on here.
Oh, yeah.
This is so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Same genre, basically. Enjoy, guys.
You steal the air out of my lungs, you make me feel it. I pray forever. taps, and I cut off my t-shirt sleeves and claim a new continent. Till I saw your face and hands covered in sun, and then I think I understand. Well, I understand. But we fight, stay up late in my dreams on the blade.
Don't take the money.
Don't take the money.
All right. So that was Don't Take the Money by The Bleachers. Very exciting. Wait, speak into your mic.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah. So we can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Oh, cool. Cool. Love
being
it.
Being heard.
We're about halfway, so I'm going to reintroduce just in case people joined. I'm Ava Maiella.
And I'm Lux Derellian.
Yay. And this is Astrology with Ava, even though it's a little bit of an interesting one. But
yay.
Thank you for listening. This week, once again, we're doing Aries artists, which is very exciting. It's the first sign in the zodiac. Yeah. And the next song we're going to play is Please Do Not Lean.
By Daniel Caesar.
Yeah. Ooh, very exciting.
Which is very exciting. And we also felt that this radio show is absolutely chaotic enough for the Aries show. Like, I feel like we're actually just being really true to the theme. In having technical misunderstandings, you know, people calling, lots of exciting stuff.
I love the people calling, but I normally don't take song requests. It's actually the slot before me, where a lot of people like call, and it's like such a cool show. So
tune in next week for that.
Yeah, tune in next week for that. That is very cool. My show tends to be a little bit more structured, except for today, apparently, which is why I was like, sure. And that was a really good song. But all right, enough talking. We're going to play Please Do Not Lean. Hope you guys enjoy.
Sweet Emily, my bride-to-be, just how long will you stand next to me? For we both know it's more than a load for you to bear. It break my heart, but I don't understand if you'd leave me for another man with a little less on his mind, less on his plate, less in his brain. Please do not lean on me, I'm unstable. You're all you need, I've seen it, you're able. Please do not lean. Deep in despair, could you please act like you're unaware?
but we both know I'm just a dog chasing his bone. Please understand, I'm just a man that's nearly figured out his master plan. Just stick around and you gon' see worth every pound. Please do not lean on me, I'm unstable. You're all you need, I've seen it, you're able. Please do not lean on me, I'm unstable. You're all you need, I've seen it, you're able. The more that we both try to fight it, the harder it's gonna be. Wish that we could stand united, instead we're crumbling. I know that you're gonna always love me, in spite of things you've seen, in spite of things you've heard me say. No matter how obscene, if I am the sky.
Really like that song. That was Please Do Not Lean by Daniel Caesar. Is that like it's Caesar, right? Yeah, love it. Fun fact about me, growing up, every single week my family would go to this Italian restaurant and I would order the Caesar salad, and I'd say the Caesar salad.
I did too as a kid.
Very, very aggressively. And then I would get the gnocchi and I'd be like gnocchi every time, like every week. And my dad would really nicely be like,
so Italian.
Ava, like, remember these two words? And I was like, no, I know them. And then did not.
I love that for you. That's yeah. For you.
Okay. Anyways, so the next the next song is by Lady Gaga, who, according to superfamousonline.com/blog/famous, is the most Aries person on the music scene, which actually this is nice. Like, leader, innovator, full of energy and ambition. Love it. Yeah, so it's gonna be paparazzi. Lux specifically chose this song.
I have a deep personal connection to it. It's not the first Lady Gaga song I saw.
Agreed. Yeah,
enjoy.
Enjoy. right. So we're kind of sticking with that vibe for the next one. That was Paparazzi by Lady Gaga. Also, oh my gosh, the automatic music just keeps... because I never actually stopped it. There we go. That's
crazy how that works.
Amazing.
Comp set principles, everyone.
Yep, I'm really showing it off today.
You are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so actually, I was with a couple of CS people today, and I feel like that should just transfer.
It does.
Over all the knowledge.
No, I hear you actually don't have to get the degree yourself. You can just, like,
of course not.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you work at the Starbucks in the Cummings Center, because you just absorb all the CS.
Yes, the Cummings Center is the CS building.
You actually can do 17
shout out to Mike. Shout out. Yes. Okay. The next song. Oh, well, also, Lady Gaga is such an Aries once again. So, hope you guys enjoyed that song. But next up, we have Glamorous by Fergie, which will be so fun. What are your thoughts?
I think it'll be glamorous, honestly.
Okay.
I think it's so exciting.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Are you ready? Are you ready? If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home. You say, if you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
G-L-A-M-O-R-O-U-S, yeah. Your shoe fetish lifestyle so rich and famous. Robin Leach will get jealous. $500,000 for the stove. Taking trips from here to Rome. So if you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home. The glamorous, the glamorous.
All right, so that was Glamorous by Fergie, and it was very glamorous.
Followed by the famous All Right from Ava's Astrology.
Oh, so true. Yeah. Honestly, you were doing it too in your radio show.
All Right.
All Right.
Purpose.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know.
Okay, so this is actually going to be our last song. We're not even logging off early. Yeah, we just have time for one more pretty much. Did you have so much fun, Lux? Was this so
I
good?
I had so much fun. It's been an honor to be on air with you. Woo. We've never done it before.
No.
Yeah, I hope everybody had a good time. Hope everybody's having a good day.
Good Halloween weekend.
Good Halloween weekend.
I'm currently in some version of a vampire costume.
There is blood, like, dripping down Ava's face.
Yeah.
And that's really exciting for me as the only other person in this building. So
it's from Drag Brunch at 2 p.m., which was so fun.
Don't worry about it. We are doing fine. I am safe on the road.
Oh my god. For okay. Sure. Okay. So do you want to say what the next song is? Do you remember?
Don't Go Breaking My Heart by Elton John.
Love it. Yay.
Enjoy.
Oh wait,
have
we'll
a good
log off.
Rest of your day, everybody.
This is the official thing. This is Ava Myella and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And this show specifically is Astrology with Ava, right?
Yes. All right.
All right.
Have a good week.